a hardware merchant gave a little bank in the shape of a pig, piggy bank. Pay your bill, he give you a piggy bank. Different things like that, you know, that's a little thing. Pretty widely used. There was a, up until a few years ago, this man had a store here and had a soda fountain in front of his store, and he'd pay, each time you'd pay your bill, he'd draw you a Coca-Cola and hand you. Always give you free, but no matter what the bill was, $2, $3, or $50, he'd always have a Coca-Cola. Do it in a glass, you know.
When you say that, says that the custom is still...
No, it's a beautiful old custom. It's died, about died out now.
Money, you go to somebody and try to
get credit. Trust me, it'll so and so.
If they use the term borrow, how would they say it?
Borrow. Loan. Make a loan. Loan to so and so. Won't borrow so much.
And if you ask someone some money and they say, no, I'm sorry, I can't get
you
money today, is so.
Money is scarce, hard to get. Money is scarce or tight. Money is tight. I've heard him use that word. Money is tight.
Like tight credit.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody had money, but he was reluctant to ever give any of it away, he was known as
a miser, a stingy, a voice to that effect.
Tightwad,
that was a good word. I told you about the old man around the church up there, near the church. They called his store Grab-All because he grabbed everything he could get. Grab-All.
Oh, yes, and I don't believe that, in fact, that's on the tape. How many people called him Grab-All, and in fact, it's a church for the whole community.
The founder of the whole thing got to be known as Grab-All. That, in fact, the right name of the church is Bethesda. But that place was known as Grab-All the whole time I was growing up. I ain't going to church next Sunday. Going to Grab-All. The store had long since ceased to exist, burned down, and that old man was gone, but they still called it Grab-All. In fact, they still do. Still referred by some of the older people. They still call Grab-All. Like this little country settlement I didn't come to. The proper name is Prairie Farm, but everybody called it Hogai. Why, how has he got the name? I don't know, but it's Hogai.
A dress in the old days, how would that be prepared for to take home?
They wrapped it in paper, just string around it. Just lay it on the counter, fold it up, tear a piece of paper off the roll and rip it off, just string around it.
And the term fetch and get and buy and bring, those but
yeah, still use it. My daddy always hollered his, every killer bird, he'd always holler to his dog, fetch! That dog knew what he meant. Say, fetch, the dog would go pick up the dead bird and bring him. Oh, yeah, pretty fetch it. Yeah, it's still used.
Still,
yeah.
Much alive. The place where
they... I was going to say, the niggers use another word, fetch. He fetch it to me. Fetch. Past tense of fetch. Fetch.
Oh,
you fetch it. Oh, yeah, they still use that all the time. Fetch.
Fetch.
Fetch. Yeah, you fetch it to me.
And they can be known as what in the old days?
Oxford County. It was a county seat.
County seat. Always.
Yeah, always a county seat, not site. It was the seat.
People talk about law and read about law and order today, but